Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, live this Friday afternoon, October the 6th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners as often as we can. We assemble four Issues Etc. soundbites. They're just taken from recent Issues Etc. interviews, and we listen for them in the course of our broadcast week. And when we hear something, we make a note, and it becomes a soundbite candidate. After we've had the four put together, it's time to play the game. We play them for you, and all you have to do is sit back and listen to our soundbites. Once you've heard them, we need you to vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Here she is explaining why the sexual revolution has turned totalitarian.
The sexual revolution is a set of ideas that are impossible to fully implement. And so therefore you have to keep continuing the revolution in order to make the previous steps seem plausible or doable. Let's just take this one tenet of the sexual revolution, that sex and babies should be separated, can be separated, that you can build a whole society around the premise that sex doesn't make babies. Okay, newsflash, people, sex makes babies, okay? It's not possible to build an entire society around the idea that it doesn't, okay? So once you commit yourself to that, there's no turning back. You can't turn around and say, this contraception thing's out of control. We're prescribing vaccines against sexually transmitted diseases to fourth graders and actually even newborn babies. There's so many things wrong with this picture that you'd have to retrace your steps so far that not very many people are willing to do that. It takes a huge transformational shift to step yourself out of that paradigm and say, hey, we've gone wrong. So therefore, instead of doing that, they have to keep patching up the holes where the truth of sex and babies being connected, where that truth keeps seeping out. It'll seep out on a daily basis if you let it. So therefore, that's part of the reason that the sexual revolution has become such an oppressive and really, I would say, totalitarian ideology.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, why the sexual revolution is totalitarian. If you'd like to vote for it, all you have to do is give us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote for that one by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'd like to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Here's soundbite number two, Bishop Keith Ackerman. We were talking about the Archbishop of Canterbury refusing to give a straight answer to the question of whether or not homosexuality is a sin. And here is Bishop Ackerman with a warning to the Archbishop of Canterbury.
I think it does show how he is struggling, because he certainly does understand that the vast majority of Anglicans, and we have to recognize where Anglicanism is strongest, will say resoundingly that the scriptures have already spoken. it is really remarkable to recognize that the provinces that have shrunk in size and in prominence are the ones who have gone the way of the culture. And so the Church of England just has to look at its empty pews Sunday after Sunday to recognize the clock is ticking.
That's soundbite number two, Bishop Keith Ackerman, a warning to the Archbishop of Canterbury. If you'd like to vote for that soundbite to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Our Twitter address is @issuesETC. And our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from regular guest Craig Parton. A common mistake made in Christian apologetics.
I think Christians, in dealing with the moral argument of atheism, that Christians have been involved in atrocities, have made a strategic error trying to defend things that they don't need to be defending. For example, the Crusades and other things where people will say, well, there's really a good explanation for why Christians were involved in that. And that may be so. But we're not about defending every Christian's moral behavior in the history of the church. The fact is the church has been full of 100% sinners from the beginning. And you would expect there to be people that have misinterpreted scriptural commands, have been involved in various sins against other people. Think of your own lives, you know, or my own life. I think of that. Are you the ultimate example that want to be held up as being the ultimate Christian representative for the history of the Christian faith? Christians have been involved in all kinds of sadly unfortunate activities in history, and we shouldn't be involved in trying to defend them. We can say that activity, in fact, is condemned by Scripture. Christ says, don't take up the sword to advance my cause. And has other clear commands against taking people's lives in order to advance the gospel. So we don't have to defend the moral failures of the Christians through history, but what we do have is we have clear revelation from God that he condemns evil and ultimately condemns it in the person and work of his Son, who came to save evil people from the just condemnation that we deserve.
That's soundbite number three, Craig Parton, a mistake commonly made in Christian apologetics. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Our Twitter address @IssuesETC. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. And our email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Get ready to vote. We're about to play the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. After it's played, we'll take a break and we'll take your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on scriptural thanksgiving.
This is what really what giving thanks is, what being thankful it means. And the scriptures are constantly calling the Christian to thankfulness, constantly. But this thankfulness means to look at the things that are there, the things that we've had or the things we've experienced, the things that we possess or whatever, and to recognize them as gifts from God, a gift and gifts from his mercy. Not gifts that we've deserved or that we've earned, but gifts that he gives us as a father without any merit or worthiness in ourselves. We've deserved none of these things, but God gives them all to us by his grace and his kindness. So thanksgiving arises out of that recognition that faith sees behind the daily bread, the will of God for us, which is only possible because Christ died for us.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on scriptural thanksgiving. Those are the four soundbites. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll take your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, why the sexual revolution is totalitarian? Soundbite number two, Bishop Keith Ackerman, a warning to the Archbishop of Canterbury. Soundbite number three, Craig Parton, a mistake made in apologetics. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on scriptural thanksgiving. Your votes will decide after this. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline, the Issues Etc. 300.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
It is Friday afternoon, the 6th of October. We're coming to you live, and we need to hear from you. During the final 10 minutes of today's Issues Etc., we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on why the sexual revolution is totalitarian? Will it be soundbite number two, Bishop Keith Ackerman with a warning to the Archbishop of Canterbury? Soundbite number three, Craig Parton on a mistake in Christian apologetics? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on scriptural thanksgiving? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's go first to Berwyn, Illinois, and listen to what Scott has to say. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd. I'm voting for Brian Wolfmiller's soundbite. Giving thanks to God is a beautiful and sometimes painful thing because it draws us away from our sinful inclination to glorify our own efforts. So much evil in the world is rooted in the idea that we ought to have our way, and we're going to fight whomever and whatever to eliminate every form of perceived suffering in our lives. God, though, is the source of all good, and when we find ourselves unable to give thanks, we also find an opportunity for repentance.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Let's see what Alicia has to say. Alicia listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. First, I love how hard you guys make this. And I want to vote for number three, Craig Parton, for several reasons. First, I would love to attend the Academy. Second, I think we would all benefit from apologetics education. Third, I really want to hear this at the end of the year. I love it when you guys do that roll-up, and I think that this one would be a great one to hear again. And finally, I like this one because it reminds us that we are all sinners, and that does a great job of pointing us back to Christ and send us running back to Him. So, number three.
All right, Alicia, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. That's a vote for Craig Parton, a mistake in Christian apologetics. Nicola listens in Wisconsin. I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on scriptural Thanksgiving. This is a great callback to biblical Thanksgiving from Pastor Wolfmiller. If we see the things around us as things that we have earned for ourselves, we not only become ungrateful, we don't even see the need to pray to God, give us this day our daily bread. If we don't see God's grace and love in how He provides for us, we exchange the joy of receiving His gifts for the anxiousness that comes with self-reliance. Wow, that was very well put, Nicola. Thank you for listening in Wisconsin. Larry listens in Baldwin, in Illinois. He's voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Oback Morris, why the sexual revolution is totalitarian. Larry says, in this narcissistic age, we want to do what we want to do without taking responsibility for anything we do, and the children pay the price. That's a pretty good summary right there, Larry. Thank you very much for listening in Illinois and for your vote as well. Still plenty of time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Chad in Alexandria, Minnesota is voting for soundbite number one. For Dr. Jennifer Oback Morris, I think that a lot of the painful issues of today can be tied to the sexual revolution and the breakdown of the family. As difficult as it may be, we need to pray constantly, keep pushing back against the tide of this revolution, and be there for loving support of the victims. Very well put, Chad, and thanks for listening in Alexandria. 1-877-623-6943 is the phone number to call to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, or send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, tweet at issuesetc. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Andy, welcome.
I'm voting for number two, Todd. You know, I used to feel comfortable worshiping in the Episcopal Church, Church of England, up until about 25 years ago, and then they just started going downhill so fast. And this is almost the last chance. So, number two.
Andy, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote. He votes for Bishop Keith Ackerman, a warning to the Archbishop of Canterbury. According to your votes, this Friday, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, on why the sexual revolution is totalitarian.
The sexual revolution is a set of ideas that are impossible to fully implement, and so therefore you have to keep continuing the revolution in order to make the previous steps seem plausible or doable. Let's just take this one tenet of the sexual revolution, that sex and babies should be separated, can be separated, that you can build a whole society around the premise that sex doesn't make babies. Okay, newsflash, people, sex makes babies, okay? It's not possible to build an entire society around the idea that it doesn't, okay? So once you commit yourself to that, there's no turning back. You can't turn around and say, this contraception thing's out of control. We're prescribing vaccines against sexually transmitted diseases to fourth graders and actually even newborn babies. There's so many things wrong with this picture that you'd have to retrace your steps so far that not very many people are willing to do that. It takes a huge transformational shift to step yourself out of that paradigm and say, hey, we've gone wrong. So therefore, instead of doing that, they have to keep patching up the holes where the truth of sex and babies being connected, where that truth keeps seeping out. It'll seep out on a daily basis if you let it. So therefore, that's part of the reason that the sexual revolution has become such an oppressive and really, I would say, totalitarian ideology.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. That's Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on why the sexual revolution is totalitarian. Nicola in Wisconsin, send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. You get the LPR bundle package. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining or upgrading your membership in our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Membership benefits include the I Have Issues t-shirt, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran church. And if you join this month, we'll send you the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, The Reformation. You can find out more at issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, or send an email to lynn@issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss From Luther to Lutheranism with Dr. Cameron McKenzie. We'll talk with Dr. Corey Moss about the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jonah. It is totalitarian, the sexual revolution. It cannot get what it wants because it is a war against our bodies. It's a war against reproduction, against children, the family, and ultimately, it is a war against God's creation and reality. So it has to go for it all, total means. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.